is one of the, I think, one of the most exciting pieces to be written for piano and violin in the past 20 or 30 years. One of the exciting things about it, and this may sound very unimportant, is that it's got absolutely nothing to do with the sonata tradition for violin and piano. Effectively, all the things which you might think were necessary or were important about that tradition are not here. What is here is something very, very different, and something, actually, from your audience's point of view and from the performer's point of view, both very exciting and actually rather terrifying. I said that this concert was, to a degree, about games. And one of the games which goes on in this piece, which you as an audience shouldn't really have to know about, but you're going to know about anyway, is what, for instance, happens when you have different sequences of numbers over the top of each other. So, briefly imagine, at one point, the violinist is playing Demoscene groups. The piano does this later as well, where in a single pattern going on in one speed, but then in groups of 5, 6, 7, 4, but in a single unbroken span across, say, a 4-8, with different rhythms interlocking it. The effect, of course, is meant to be, is, if it's right, a great sort of great long sweep of ideas. But there is a very, very intricate bit of math going on there, which is very, very exciting. And this seems to relate a bit to the title. It's called Star Preludes, and in the score, underlying some of crucial key points are names of a number of constellations, which appear towards the beginning of the piece, written the normal way round, and towards the end of the piece appear written with the letters backwards, which give you, anybody, a clue as to what might or might not be going on musically inside this piece, which effectively grows and then sucks itself back into a black